Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sanele Lwane is the Deputy President at Black First Land First, and who joins us this morning. A very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and to your listeners as well.
So thanks for joining us. I think what's important for us to understand is what does Black First Land First organization stand for?
Yes, we are Black First Land First. We are a Black Consciousness Pan-Africanist organization. And what this really means is that we have adopted the principles of Steve Bantu Biko and the Pan-Africanism of the late Utatu Robert Mangaliso Sobukwe, who formed the Pan-African Congress of Azania. So what this means is that we are a political organization. We are registered with the Independent Electoral Commission, but we have a historical duty. We had been able to see how the livelihoods of black people have not changed in South Africa from apartheid and post-1994. So we are an organization that says, in order for us to really enjoy the rich country that South Africa is, we need an organization that will stand on the side of black people, correct the historical injustices that have not been corrected by the main political parties representing even in parliament today. So we are a land party because we advocate for land redistribution as a corrective measure to change the lives of black people. We are also saying that the means of production cannot continue to rest on the hands of the white minority, while the landless black majority lives in abject poverty. We can see that even when it comes to youth unemployment, it's at 74%. So we say until we restructure everything and redistribute, provide services to our people and love black people in this country, we would be able to build a nation that we can be proud of.
It's very interesting what you're saying, because it's a critical conversation, because the conversation says that even though apartheid officially ended in 1994, many of the inequalities, many of the issues still remain. Do you think that is partly because we didn't have those critical conversations, debates, hard conversations when we should have? Is that the reason that it's continued, or is it simply because, or maybe partly because, we've seen just a transition from one almost regime to another, and neither of whom have actually worried about the people of the country?
Yes, I think most importantly, the negotiated settlement that led to the 1994 elections, where black people finally, throughout the brutality they endured from the apartheid regime, they had now an opportunity to vote. But the negotiated settlement, in essence, compromise the livelihoods of black people, because it still secured the means of production to rest in the hands of the very same people who were behind apartheid. It still secured property rights, and we can see now even in our constitution there is no language that says land redistribution needs to happen as a corrective measure, so that we can be able to be equal, all of us. Our constitution as a country, all over the world, it is praised as the best constitution. But we happen to be the most unequal society.
So true. It is so true. So what's the point?
Yeah. So what this means is that we propose, as Black First Land First, we need to redraft the constitution of the country and have a pro-black constitution that would put the needs and aspirations of black people. The constitution, as things stand now, does not answer crimes that had been committed during apartheid and before apartheid was legislated into law. As Black First Landfest, we are contesting these local government elections, particularly in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Northwest, and the Cape Metro, because we want to show the nation that even at a municipal local government election, if you have ethical leaders who are going to prioritize the needs of Black people, it can be done. Even in Parliament, we have the African National Congress and other Black political parties. All of them combined, they form a two-thirds majority, but they have not done any serious work to try and amend sections of the Constitution that make transformation an impossible thing to do in the country. So all we are saying is Black First is that there is no voice for Black people in South Africa.
Which is crazy if you think about it.
We need a party such as ours, which is not going to compromise on the Black agenda. For example, think about the city of Johannesburg and think about the state, the decaying state of this city. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange is here, but there is no formal relationship between the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and the Johannesburg City as a metro to say, we are going to compel you by law to employ young people and invest in the very same communities where you are making millions and billions in terms of profit and you do not invest back. So we want to be an organization that says, in order for us to say we are truly a rainbow nation, we are truly united in diversity, we need to answer this difficult question
and deal with some of the issues
to sweep under the carpet.